Welcome back, News Talk 1110 WBTC. I didn't get my fix yesterday. This is the song that he always brings me on with in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And they had something going yesterday, so I said, you can return the favor tomorrow. And so there we go.
There you go.
He actually used the same song when I crossed the streams with Brett. And I was like, man, we got to come up with a different,
yes,
not Huey Lewis song.
Here it is. I use the song everywhere. There's no such thing as using it too many places. Brett Winterbull is joining us. And the natural first question, see, you have learned this in a short amount of time. I've always known this, but I need days like this to remind me.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's best to just let the callers guide you,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so today I bring up this story about a couple of guys in Texas who are on, mm-hmm, a fishing trip, and they catch what's called an alligator gar. Mm-hmm. And so we start talking about gars. And then, yeah, Beth and I have never eaten either one of us. Now, look, I've lived, not lived on, but I've been going to Lake Wylie my entire life here, just down the road.
Same with me. I've been going to Lake Tillery my whole life.
Neither one of us had ever heard of a gar. John Moore, of course, right on cue, had heard of a gar. I should not be surprised. Yeah. John's much more worldly than me in many cases. Brett Winterbull, coming from the West, have you ever heard of a gar?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
See, okay.
All right, so
you're in team Bo and Beth.
That's right.
Like the rest of the world this morning is on the other team
calling
up with gar fish stories or fish gar stories or something like
from
that.
From Lake Wylie, Lake Norman, the creek down the road.
But I don't.
Oh, wait. Are you saying Garth like Garth
no,
and Wayne?
No, Gar like no. Terry Gar.
No,
like
not
Garth
even,
Brooks.
No, not.
Oh, because that's two R's.
Yes, G A R.
It's G A R.
Oh God.
I mean,
never
heard. It was G A R R. That'd be different.
They have teeth, just so that you know.
What are they? I mean, it sounds like something that's heavily armored with garnoid scales.
Well, oddly, it is. We learned from our caller Gene that gars have like an exoskeleton shell.
No, here's what I've learned. Anything that you say, anything that we could make up right now, someone would call and say, I caught one of those the other day. That's basically what it comes down to.
But I'm looking at my jackalope right here on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I love this about doing this job and living where we live. And it's just, you know, some mornings. Now, we had this makes me think of your guy Spencer last week,
who
called into the show, and he was talking about spiders.
The tarantula man.
Next thing we know, we're going to talk about people that smuggled gars. And I said, we had a guy, Harrison, who called because he was this is the beauty of this radio station. It's all like this one big.
It's a big family.
And so we were talking about Spencer because you tipped me off to that last week. And then Harrison called, who works in an exotic pet store.
On Central, yeah.
And I'm wondering, does he have like a terrarium in the back room that's got a gar?
Well, he would need a full-on aquarium because they have to swim in water. They're not land-bound.
You know what's incredible about this radio station? And I'm serious when I say this. It is literally like Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can throw anything out, and people will it's an awesome, vibrant audience that way. And I'm not sucking up. I think it's really incredible.
No, I mean, when I saw this story earlier, and I basically said to Beth on the air, I've never heard of this before. I wonder if there are any around here. And then, boom, shows the power of the station, the 50,000 watts. But,
do people eat these things?
Now, see, we haven't crossed into that threshold.
No
yet.
One has eaten them, although I asked someone if they ate them. And was somebody off the air. Off the air that was texting me about it and tweeting me about it. Do you eat the gar? And they haven't tried the gar, at least that person.
John Moore, you know anybody who's tried the gar?
Not a soul.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
Oh, nice play. Yeah. That's another kind of fish.
I meant to do that.
Uh-huh. Okay, so at least you answered my question. I don't feel, because, Beth hasn't in her travels heard of a gar, and Brett Winterbull hasn't, then me being, I mean, look, two things. Like I said, I'm a Charlotte native that's been going to Lake Wylie since I was a kid, and then yet we had this guy, Wilkinson Boulevard is, that's how most of us access this here radio station.
Yep.
And this guy texted me a while ago with a picture of a gar that he shot with a bow and arrow in the
A bow and arrow?
Yeah.
In the river or the creek or whatever down off Wilkinson.
And it was 5 feet long.
What?
Yeah.
I'll bet you back in the day in his travels around our area, I'll bet you Mark Garrison may have interviewed one in a swap shop.
A gar? Or a person who shot one?
Now, see, that's the thing. And I do this. This is the beauty of doing a five-hour show.
Yes.
Like, we can start one way, and then we sort of cycle our way through it. And then right about the time we're done next hour— you and I can turn around and catch Mark walking past the window, and I'll say, Mark, come here. And then Mark will be our final question on this morning. Yep. We know how this is going to go. So,
Beth, if you had one, would you keep it in a garage?
That's what they're for, Brett. That's where they're called, a garage.
I have a friend. His name is Garth Halgar. Oh, man.
Wow. We've just gone off the rails today. But I'm learning more than I've ever learned about fish.
My last
name is Troutman. You would think that I would know a lot about fish.
The circle of life.
Yep.
So what's coming up? I don't know how we can even go from this to that. But what's coming up on the Brett Winterbull Show today?
I wish I had an answer. I've got a lovely author coming by at 4:30 about how to teach your kids economics, and I may ask about the economy of GARS. We may have a lesson here to learn.
Well, I think we've established one thing today here on the show. If ever there's a day where that's kind of a slow news day, just show us your GARS. That's how it works. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.
News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT.
Yeah, does this seem weird to anybody else?
That's weird, man. That's weird.
That's weird.